A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Sukkah Chaf Beis, Sukkah 22a, pagination, page 43, starting from the top at the Mishnah. Sukkah Hameduv Leles, a two-tiered schach of the sukkah. The schach is perhaps on two braces, two cross boards, and it's on two different levels. The level perhaps that's closest to the sukkah is just above the walls, and then there's a second level which is apparently needed in order to make it have enough schach so that it's producing sufficient shade, is a few inches above the first level. V'shetzilasa meruba mechamasa, and its shade is indeed more than its sun. Kishera, it is kosher, and we will need to elaborate on that a bit. But that's the basic rule, that even though the schach is not all together on one level, it still could be kosher. Hameuva kimin bayis, if the schach is so thick that it's like a house. Even if the stars cannot be seen from the inside, kishera, still kosher. The Rambam's wording is that the way of proper sikuch is that it should be possible to at least see the big stars. So it's not like the Mishnah is coming from left field telling you it's kosher. Correct behavior would be that you should be able to see the stars, but we're being told that it's not a make it or break it type of thing. There are discussions of how thick the schach could be and still be acceptable. You certainly don't want it to be me'uva, that it is a bayis, that it is a house, because then it's not a sukkah anymore. And where to draw the line exactly is a matter of discussion. One of the comments that's made is if rain won't come in, even when it's raining, then there's a chance that you're a little bit too thick. Okay. So the first ruling of the Mishnah was Sukkah Hameduv Leles, a two-tiered schach of a sukkah. Now, there are people who don't get too involved in Sukkah Hameduv Leles, translating it particularly as the two-tiered sukkah, and instead they just say, well, the schach is hodgepodge, it's on different levels, it goes up and down. And the problem with that interpretation of the Mishnah is that you'll see in the Gemara right now that a sukkah that's simply hodgepodge and on different heights or whatever would really be a good sukkah. I'm not sure what we're concerned about. Take a look at the Gemara, dropping down from the top, about 12 lines. The first words on the line are Machmasa Mechamasa Kishera. And then we continue. Amar Abaye, Abaye said in explanation of the Mishnah, Lo Shanu, we did not learn this case of the Mishnah, the Mishnah's case is good is because there's no separation between the top schach and the bottom schach by three tvachim. They are within lavud of each other, and therefore it's kosher. But if your two-tiered sukkah had a gap of three tvachim, for argument's sake, 10 inches, then psula. It would be possible because you can't join. The whole reason Sukkah Hameduv Leles is good is that even though it's a two-tiered sukkah and the sunlight might be getting in because there's like gaps and on the angle the sun will get in, but if the sun was directly on top, it would come down. Every inch, so to speak, is being covered either by the top tier or by the bottom tier. So you have a kosher sukkah. But that only works, he says, is because the two tiers are within three tvachim, and therefore Lovud's rule is we can merge them. They're within range of each other. But if they're further than three tefachim of each other, it wouldn't work. Amar Rava, Rava said, Afilu yesh bein ze lo ze shlosha tefachim, even if there were three tefachim in between them, Nami lo amron, your concern does not exist. Ela she'ein begago tefach, if the boards being used as your schach are not a tefach wide. So they don't have a presence of their own. Avol yesh begago tefach kshera, but if they have the presence of a tefach, then it will be good. Da'amrinan, because then we can say chavot rami, it has enough presence that it's like the good achis principle where we draw a line, so to speak. We make believe it's on a different level because it has a presence of its own. Just like we say good asik, sometimes the lechi just shoots up until heaven. And good achis or pitikra yoriv is so same. Sometimes the end of a roof will come down and enclose the area beneath it. So here on the schach, we're being told that it's possible if the item has enough presence, it's as if it's down on the first tier. So picture, if the upper tier is using boards that are one tefach wide, so Rava is telling us you don't even have to worry the fact that they're not within three tefachim of each other. Chavot Rami, I can do a transfer of its location, so to speak. I could extend it and make believe that it's on the lower level. Going back to the case that I pointed out, just because schach is hodgepodge, or up and down, or something like that, your sukkah is on a little bit of a slant, that's not going to invalidate anything. We have very clearly over here that if it's within three tefachim of each other, the different levels, it can all be merged and made into one kosher sukkah. Let's turn the page. And on the second half of the page, the first words on the line are Chavot Rami, mm-hmm. And then we have a two dots. And our Gemara very perceptively, if I can use an expression, wants to contrast the wording of our Mishnah with the wording of the first Mishnah of the Masechta. You'll remember that the first Mishnah of the Masechta was describing the case that it'll be invalid, that it'll be pasul. And we said, Shechamasa meruba mitzilasa, the sunlight is more than the shade, then it's pasul. Phrasing it in that way means that it doesn't meet the criteria of psula invalid unless the sunlight is more than the shade. What happens if they're even? So the first Mishnah of the Masechta did not invalidate that sukkah if they're even. We only invalidated in the case where sunlight was more than the shade. You got to meet the specs if you want to be invalid. Our Mishnah phrases it the other way. Tzilasa meruba mechamasa kesheira. If the shade is more than the sunlight, it's kosher. Well, what happens if I don't meet your specs? I don't have enough shade. I only have equal. So it's not going to fit the specs to make it kosher. It's going to end up being pasul. Says the Gemara, as I'm using the expression very perceptively, one Mishnah is inferring that equal is pasul, and one Mishnah is saying equal is kosher. Good. One's kosher, one's pasul. Good. V'shatzilasa meruba mechamasa kshera. Ask the Gemara hakia dodi psula. It sounds from our Mishnah that if they're even, it's no good. V'atanan be'idach pirkin. We learned in the other perek, meaning the first Mishnah of the Masechta. V'shachamasa meruba mitzilasa. If the sunlight is more than the shade, psula, it's pasul. It sounds like if it's equal, it's going to be kosher, because it didn't meet the specs to make it invalid. Answers the Gemara, Lo kasha, not a problem. Kan milmaila, kan milmata. In our Mishnah, we were very focused on whether you had enough schach. So we're looking at the schach, looking at the top of the sukkah, looking at the schach part of the sukkah. We said that it has to be more shade than sun, but if it's equal, it's possible. But the first Mishnah of the Masechta was talking about the ground of the sukkah. And on the ground of the sukkah, it's only invalid if the sunlight is more than the shade. But if they're equal on the ground, it's kosher. Amar Rav Papa explained, Hanu da amri inshi, this is what the expression is, kizuza mile'el, if you have a small opening on top, ki istira miletochas, it will cause sunlight that's very big on the bottom. Because the way of rays of light is that they spread. And therefore, if you're looking at the schach, even is no good. But if you're looking at the floor and it's even, that means that the schach had more shade, more presence than space. And therefore it would be okay. Even on the ground is good. Even in the schach is no good. We have such a concept of spreading, very beautiful way. When the first Beis HaMikdash was built, the description in the book of Malachim is that they made chalone shekufim atumim, backwards windows. Normally, how does a window work? The light is coming from the outside. So if you want to make angled windows, you would make them angled that the small part is to the outside and it gets wider coming in and therefore allows the sunlight that comes in to get wider. When they built the Beis HaMikdash, apparently there was such a style of doing angled windows. By us, you look at it askance, but they used to do angled windows. So when they built the Beis HaMikdash, they purposely did the angle the other direction in order to display that Hashem doesn't need light from the world. Hashem generates his own light, and therefore it was wide on the outside and small on the inside. In fact, Kabbalistically, it actually illustrates that when you're dealing with the Beis HaMikdash is radiating light to the rest of the world. So the small part is on the inside and the wide part is towards the outside. But the principle, as far as we're concerned, is that yes, whatever rays of light get through the barrier are going to spread. And therefore, if you're still not too much sunlight on the ground, that means you're doing well by the schach. But if by the schach you're even, that's not enough schach. Yeshe koach, have a great evening. Sure.